The police intervened, disrupted, and they are the ones who should have been arrested for disturbing the peace. But many of us were beaten and arrested. As you speak to me, I'm limping very badly because I was surrounded by riot police with their shields pushing me, poking me until I dislocated my ankle. And we spent 5 hours in custody, and yet the officer commanding of Bulawayo, when he comes, he just says, "So what are you doing here? Why are you here? There's no reason for you to be here. There's no problem. Just go."
You released a report today. What is the gist of the report?
The gist of the report is that members do not think that women are respected in Zimbabwe and that violence against them has been reduced. They do not think that WOZA members will benefit from any indigenization campaign because they think that's only targeted at ZANU-PF people. They do not trust the ZANU-PF government to deliver on the new constitutional reflections, and again we saw that they refused our right to protest today. For there to be a proper social services delivery and a way in which welfare of citizens is catered for, this government must first legalize the right to trade, and police must stop harassing members. And that was a very key finding from our report.
Would you say your demonstration was successful? Did you get your message across?
Our message was delivered to a very welcoming office of the resident minister. As usual, the police disrupted that. But we feel that at least we worked today. People saw us being peaceful and the police being violent, and we'll continue to do that work. We want that piece of heaven that is supposedly promised by the ZANU-PF government.